random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And today we're continuing the series of things that you should give up in order to become a successful artist. Last time we talked about giving up, taking uninformed advice, things such as, you know, when are you going to grow up? Or it must be nice to not have to work.
Or you know what you should do? You should do this.
Yeah. Talked about that last time, and today we're going to talk about giving up perfectionism.
Ooh, perfectionism. This is one that I find a bit challenging, personally.
I did a live talk at the arts group in Milton. Attempted to. It didn't turn out as perfect as I wanted to, but I did hit on a lot of the points that I wanted to talk about there.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that? So perfectionism, this is a subject that goes hand in hand with the fear of failure. Pretty much if you're afraid of failing, there is a chance that you are using perfectionism to keep you from actually advancing forward with what it is that you want to do.
Yeah, there have been a number of pieces that I have put off because they required technical skills that I wasn't sure I had. And I struggle with the idea of making mistakes. And so sometimes rather than being willing to make those mistakes, I just don't do the thing.
Yeah.
Which doesn't ever turn out good.
It's always interesting, especially with you watching you, because you go through a plethora of emotions. I've seen you try and tackle things that are completely outside of your wheelhouse. And when you're not sure on how to do something and it's not turning out quite the way that you want it to turn out, there are times where I've seen you, like, get red.
Yeah, I do turn red. I have literally picked fights with the laws of thermodynamics because things weren't turning out how I wanted. The things weren't melting the way I wanted them to or what have you.
And I've seen you go through that where you'll have, like, bouts of getting angry with what it is that you're working on to the point where it seems like you're gonna, like, throw it out into the street or something. What's really cool with you is that I noticed that you catch yourself in those moments and just kind of step back and take a deep breath and realize that, you know, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to have everything line up perfectly in order for things to work out.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to just experiment and maybe it doesn't work out. And maybe you produce a macaroni collage of a piece.
Yeah, and you got to be okay with that. Got to be okay with that. That's just one macaroni collage out of many that will happen in the future. I guarantee you, I still have my macaroni collage days and I've been doing this full time for a while now. Artists who obsess on the need to make everything perfect, you know, that is a fear of failure. The irony is that then for a lot of them, they fail to ever actually work on the thing. So the thing that they're afraid of failing in doesn't ever get created and in a sense becomes a failure because it never even got started.
Yeah, I guess you could chalk it up that way.
It's one of the reasons that I always say, like, it is impossible to fail if you just do it and you keep moving forward, and maybe things won't work out, but if you keep going and you keep going and you keep going, eventually at some point past all the hurdles, you will get to the finish line. Now, if you give up or you don't ever even start, then, you know, you could just chalk that off as a failure.
Yeah.
In my book.
A big one is I can't seem to get what's in my head onto my physical medium, whether it's a sketch or painting or metalwork or whatever. But I've found that getting 50% of the way there the first time around is much better than not attempting.
Listen, you could create anything that you set your mind to. Anything that you set your mind to. For some people, it's going to be within one sit down. For other people, it is going to take months of work to be able to get to the point where that thing is exactly how you wanted it to be. You may be working on this same project for the next 6 months because it's just not working out the way that you need it to work out versus appreciating the advances and what you learned along the way of creating that project and allowing it to have its flaws. Next time you create something, it'll be even better than that. I would much rather create several pieces trying to learn a technique and go through trial and error in that and actually create the pieces and make those pieces as perfect as I possibly can with the skills that I have. And then eventually arrive to a place where now I can do this thing that I had set my mind out, what I had in my brain. But now I have something else in my brain that maybe I don't have the skill set to create. And it's just an ongoing thing, because when you really think about it, there's a bunch of things that you know exactly how you're going to create it. If you come up with it in your brain, you're going to create it. Viking knit bezels, things like that. You're going to create it exactly how it looks. And then there are other things that are going to challenge you in your mind that it are not going to look exactly the way that you want it to. And that's because your skill set isn't there yet. That's all. It doesn't mean that you're not good at creating something. It just means that your skill set is not there. And the only way to learn it, honestly, is to just try and do it and keep trying and doing it.
I like to think of it as like an ever-evolving, fluid conversation. So you might say something, and then the next time you say it, you're like, I could say it better, rather than like, this is an essay that I am chipping into stone, and henceforth it is what it is.
Exactly, exactly. That's a good analogy. The thing about perfectionism is that the hard reality is that you're probably going to fail over and over and over in the course of your art career. I know that I have failed and been rejected and didn't get projects right over and over and over. If I look at every failure as an actual failure and not just a stepping stone to get to the next place, a learning experience, then I would be paralyzed by perfectionism. I would be paralyzed by needing to try and make everything perfect before I even know exactly what perfect looks like.
Yeah, and what does perfect look like? Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah, how do you define that? Yeah, you can't define perfection, especially when it comes to something as relative as art. Listen, you are going to get rejected. Your art is going to get rejected. You're going to have shows that flop. You're going to have great ideas that just don't materialize into what it was that you wanted it to materialize. Or after you create it, you realize that it kind of sucks. The comforting part of this is that, listen, this happens to everyone. It happens to me. It happens to Klee. It happens to every other single artist that's out there. And it's not considered a failure. It's just considered part of the artistic journey.
Yeah, and I would say if you're totally comfortable and there's not anything going on in your art career that scares you or that you feel like you might fail at, then chances are there's not much momentum happening.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. You're not pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone into places that there's a potential that you might fail. The belief that it has to be perfect, whether it is your skills, your talent, the website, education, statements, artist statements, a painting, a piece of jewelry, whatever it is, if you are trying to make it perfect, it's just going to be endlessly spinning in your mind and drive you crazy because you're afraid of failing. And the fact of the matter is that failure just means that you're learning. That's it. Keep failing because you'll be learning your entire career. In other words, you're going to be failing your entire career. You're going to be rejected your entire career. And that is fine because it's just part of the journey. The more comfortable you are with that, the more comfortable you will be in facing any obstacle that comes your way.
You'll be a total superhero rock star when you come through the other side of your bumbling mishaps.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And oh boy, have we bumbled a lot.
Yeah. Just the other day, I created a piece of jewelry that totally sucked. But I was proud that I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, as you should be. And that's it, you guys. Thank you so much. Hopefully this was informative for you and helpful. Stay tuned for the next episode. We will still be covering giving up things to become a successful artist. The next topic that we'll be talking about is giving up feeling selfish when it comes to being an artist. There's a lot of us that feel selfish when it comes to spending time creating our art or trying to pursue an art career. And thank you so much for listening, you guys. I absolutely adore you. And we'll catch you next time. Say goodbye, Clee.
Good day.
Adios.
Total awesomeness.